All right, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here once again. But unfortunately, right now, as we're gathered here in Minneapolis, there's some poor golf course superintendent somewhere in the world is having to deal with a spill of hydraulic fluid on his turf. And hydraulic spills injure fine turf grass, and they also represent an environmental pollution problem. One of the things that I found in some of the research that I've done over the last couple of years is that the injury that occurs when a hydraulic fluid is spilled is dynamic. Most people kind of think, a volume of oil goes down, it injures the turf, and then it begins to grow back. But that's just not actually the case. Because what I found is, with each hydraulic oil that I've looked at, is that it has a nonlinear relationship with time, in that it expands after the spill event. It comes to a maximum expansion, and then the area of injury begins to contract as turf begins to heal. And this is some of the data that I've showed last year. And basically you can see here is the spill event. This is one day after. And the spill gets larger and larger and larger, and then eventually hits a maximum and then begins to tail off. And with this particular trial here, at about 110 days, it was almost healed. And this is basically the same data here. Here is like a petroleum hydraulic fluid, okay, like a mobile hydraulic oil, a DTE 15M. And this is Greens Care 46. This is a vegetable seed oil. Still, you see an expansion and then a contraction. So one of the things that I've kind of thought is that understanding some of these injury dynamics might lead to some more effective mitigation tactics. Because people have been looking to mitigate hydraulic spills since the early 1970s. Fitting nonlinear regression models to injury data may help to gain some understanding of these dynamics. So the objective of the research that I want to talk to you about here today was to use some nonlinear regression modeling to determine if washing changes the dynamics of hydraulic oil injury. And by dynamics, I mean things like the rates of expansion and the rates of contraction, and then healing times. The three hydraulic oils that I looked at this time, we had a synthetic hydraulic fluid made by Enbio Industries. This is a polyalkylene glycol, or a PAG-based fluid. The vegetable seed oil was made by TerraSolve Technologies, and this is the oil that comes standard in the Jacobson equipment. And then our petroleum or mineral hydraulic oil was your standard ExxonMobil DTE 15M. And, pretty interesting when you look at some of these pictures here on how bad the injury can be and what your putting green looks like, after you've made a spill. In my research, I looked at having very small spill sizes, 3 milliliters, made with a volumetric pipette from a standard distance, as standard as I could make it, because if you take 3 mils and you do it from waist height and spill it, it's going to make a big difference in what that spill is. So I tried to be consistent in the spills. I heated the oil up to 80 degrees C, which is a little bit above operating temperature in the equipment, and that's about 176 Fahrenheit. And then I gave the spill a 75-minute residence time. And what that really meant was that we made the spills and then went and ate lunch, came back and washed it. And we looked at either washing the spill or left it unwashed completely. And when I washed it, I used about 60 liters of water. I basically just took a garden hose without a nozzle, put my thumb over the opening to the hose and squirted that down. And we did this on a Tiff Eagle green at a tenth of an inch height to cut, and ran this study in October of 2014. In response to the oil spills, we saw injury almost immediately, and I used image analysis to be able to document what the injury area in square centimeters was. Did this in a little bit different way. Looked at a freeware program called ImageJ, and I talked about this last year, which is produced by the NIH. It's an extremely good image analysis program, but the learning curve on it's pretty steep. But at any rate, we took a typical oil spill, like you see in the picture here, was able to digitize it through the computer, turn it into black pixels, and then come out with a, injury area in square centimeters. So this one here is about 52 square centimeters. And for all the spills, applied some statistics to the raw data. The experiment was conducted as a 2x3 factorial arrangement with 4 reps. I repeated the study, did some analysis of variance on that. Our experiments didn't differ, so I combined the data and looked at it as a split plot in time and space with washing status as whole plots and oil types as subplots. The analysis of variance for injury area showed some significance. Washing reduced the injury area for our synthetic hydraulic oil and the petroleum hydraulic oil, which was a little bit interesting, but it didn't do it for the vegetable oil. And that really is reflected in this statistical data as a significant interaction between washing and oil types. So we have some significance in terms of washing. Okay. And if we look at some of the data, this is at 21 days after treatment. On the far left here is synthetic hydraulic oil, or in bio, unwashed and washed. Here is the vegetable oil made by Terrasol, unwashed and washed, and petroleum hydraulic oil, unwashed and washed. And there is a visible difference here at 21 days between the synthetic hydraulic oil treatments. Okay, washed versus unwashed versus washed. No difference here in the vegetable oil treatments. And surprisingly, again, a little bit of difference in the petroleum hydraulic oil treatments. Now, these results give valuable information in terms of factor differences and treatment differences. And most of the research that's been conducted up until this point has really kind of involved just looking at this kind of data. Did we wash the material, you know, did we wash the spill? Did it make a difference? But I really kind of think that it doesn't provide enough information on the changes in these injury processes, like the rates of change in injury area and projected healing times. And modeling with nonlinear regression models allows for some inferences to be made on unknown parameters, such as the rate of expansion and the rate of contraction and projected maximum injury area. So I fit a lot of different models to this injury area data, and the injury area data spanned from 0 days to 38 days, and there were 5 measurement periods at 4, 9, 1, 4, 9, 21, and 38 days. And so I went through a stepwise process trying to find a model that would maximize the strength of association, minimize the sums of squares, and meet the assumptions of nonlinear regression, which are, normalcy, the Durbin-Watson statistic for serial correlation, and the other components that are assumptions for regression. And what I came up with was a hyperbolic linear model. This is also known as a 3-parameter rectangular hyperbolic model. And this model here actually helps us to describe the rate of change of injury area in terms of some of our parameters, expansion and contraction, maximum expansion, and time to healing. When you look at the first term of this model, this is a very conventional growth model. It's been used extensively in enzyme kinetics. And it's a Michaelis-Menten type hyperbola, which is describing expansion. When I look at injury area here at time zero, there's no injury, but after 1 day after treatment, the injury is very, very significant, and it continues to expand here until it hits a maximum. So this portion of the model helps to describe the expansion event. And the second term of the model, Cx here, is a linear function that helps to determine and describe the contraction event, which is the healing event, and how fast things heal. And that's kind of what you really want to know, is if you make a spill, how fast is it going to heal, depending on what you do to it. So for our synthetic hydraulic oil here, just for example, we have unwashed and washed here. And this little blue line here just is a reference point to show you that there are actually some differences in the two curves here. When we start to look at our expansion event here from zero, we find that when these spills remain unwashed, It expanded, in this case, for about 4.5 days and hit a maximum expansion of 21.7 square centimeters. When I washed it, the maximum expansion occurred a little bit earlier, 3.8 days, and had a smaller maximum of 18.5 centimeters. And we had really good fits with this data. We had adjusted R-squareds here of 0.98 and 0.95, and you can see how tight the 95% confidence bands are in this data. So I'm pretty confident in it. Now, I looked at the extra sum of squares analysis of variance to see if washing made a difference in those two curves. It did. Here is unwashed here and washed. When we look at the model comparison, we find that we have an F ratio of 79, and that's highly significant. And so basically what happened is that by washing that synthetic hydraulic oil, we may have a smaller injury area, which was reflected in the nonlinear regression model. You can see just kind of how different these two curves are when they're plotted together. Here is unwashed. This has a higher maximum, has a faster rate of expansion, and I'll get to that in a minute. And here is washed with a slower rate of expansion, a lesser maximum, and a faster rate of contraction. We look at the rate of change here. You can see how different the rate of change is. Here is unwashed at about 15.3 per day, and here is washed initially at about 9.3 per day. It gets out to zero here, which is our maximum expansion, and then we begin to see contraction take over, and that becomes significant. With the vegetable hydraulic oil, absolutely no difference in the curves, and that's reflected by the F value. What surprised me again a little bit was with petroleum hydraulic oil, there was a difference in the curves, but that was reflected by a difference out here at 21 and 38 days. And those differences were significant in our original measurements, and but they weren't really practical, okay? Because there was about 85% of the injury area still remained. We look at our expansion event here, and again, 15.8 per day here, at a maximum of 21.7, 9.3 per day here. What's most interesting is looking at the contraction asymptotes here. We had significant differences in between unwashed and washed for synthetic hydraulic oil, but not for the other two oils. And when you plot the rate of change, we can see here's the zero line. Here is the contraction asymptote, in this case, minus 0.445. Here's the contraction asymptote for the washed, in this case, minus 1.053. Those were significantly different. The parameters were different. And what we saw was that we had a rate of contraction where it was unwashed of minus 0.35 per day versus minus 0.82 per day for where we washed it. So it's almost 2.5 times greater rate of contraction. And the last piece of data here is our healing times. We found that by manipulating the regression parameters, we could calculate healing times. Where unwashed was healing time for the synthetic hydraulic oil, 224 days versus 65. For vegetable hydraulic oil, it was almost the same, a little over 400 days. And now this model predicted that it was over 1,000 days for petroleum hydraulic oil. I don't think that's quite right. There's probably other things we need to add into the model, okay? But I would say that at 250 days after we made the spills, you could still see where the mineral oil had been spilled. So in conclusion, we found that the hyperbolic linear model gave the best fit. It revealed some aspects of injury that were previously unknown. Additional model parameters really need to be identified. What I'm trying to do is develop a model that's going to be predictive in nature based on not only what kind of hydraulic fluid we spill, but other variables. For example, spill volume is extremely important. Season is important. Temperature may be important, but there's a host of other factors that play into this. The last conclusions were that washing's effect on expansion and contraction led to reduced injury area for synthetic hydraulic oil, and the nonpolar oils were not nearly as affected by washing as the water-soluble synthetic hydraulic oil was. And this is the first report of modeling hydraulic oil injury on a green. And with that, I'm done. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to take them.
What questions?